Time to get funky and radical hip as I get to the point. Rock this funky joint. Wait a sec. The teacher's got to check the intellect, but I'm a step didn't give you it, but give you what?
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton,
and I'm your bro, Easy, and as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, and Dayton has that for us.
Brought to you by the Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Okay, Easy, get ready to laugh. What time do you go to the dentist?
I don't know. What time do you go to the dentist?
Tooth hurty.
I get it, because your tooth hurts, and you...
Yeah.
And tooth... Yeah.
Let's roll our way into the next segment.
But before we do that, if you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments that we're going to talk about, you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com. And you can win some stuff like...
Rad prizes. No, I'm just playing. Matchbox.
Cars.
Yeah, you get the idea.
And, signed pictures of me and Dayton.
Best part.
T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Mugs.
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Man/woman handbags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, now time for this week's Big Word of the Week, presented by the Hair Cafe, located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. You can contact the owner, Miss Latrina, at 301-868-7757. Now time for a big word of the week. Tomfoolery. That's spelled T-O-M-F-O-L-L-E-R-Y. Tomfoolery. Okay. Again, T-O-M-F-O-O-L-E-R-Y. Tomfoolery means foolish behavior. Dayton, have you ever done any tomfoolery?
Back in my heyday, yeah. Yes, I have.
When was your heyday? What? You're okay. Okay, now time for the woman who changed the world, which Dayton has for us.
Today, the woman who changed the world is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Because if you go to her website, your world will be changed.
Yes.
Today's woman who changed the world is Wilma Rudolph, who was born in Bethlehem, Tennessee. She was a sickly child who had to wear a brace on her left leg. She overcame her disabilities to compete in the 1956 Summer Olympic Games. And in 1960, she became the first African-American woman to win 3 gold medals in track and field at a single Olympics. Later in life, she formed the Wilma Rudolph Foundation to promote amateur athletics. The Olympic great died on November 12, 1994, following a battle with brain cancer.
Yep, she was extremely fast.
Faster than the Flash, if you ask me.
And that just goes to show you that if you want to do something,
you can do it.
Yeah.
As long as you believe.
Because I want to believe. Okay, now time for the would you rather question, which Dayton has for us, as usual.
Brought to you by Star Bar Extensions. You can contact the owner at 704-712-4579. Now on to the would you rather. Okay, Easy. Would you rather live in Rome or Paris? Easy question. Which one would you live in?
Paris.
Yep.
So I can climb the Eiffel Tower.
Why would you do that?
And get a parachute and jump.
No, we could climb the Eiffel Tower and shoot the Brothers Bro Podcast. And I would also want to be living in Paris because it's a pretty rad place.
Stop saying red. Okay. Now we're going to move on in this here thingy-majigger we call our podcast. And the next segment is the quote of the week, which is by Wilma Rudolph. This week's quote of the week is presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. Now for the quote of the week. The triumph can't be had without the struggle. And as I said before, that was said by Wilmer Rudolph. Dayton, we know the question to ask you. What does it mean to you?
Well, I think that it means that you can't be, like, really good without failing. And also, as you go back, she was a sickly child who had to wear a brace on her left leg. That was her trouble. And then she won 3 gold medals.
Yep. What she's saying is, can't be the goat without being the lamb.
Yep.
Okay, now time for the book recommendation, which Dayton has for.
Brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Okay, today's book recommendation is Jack Sparrow, The Coming Storm. A teenage stowaway, Jack Sparrow, and his band of ragtag hoodlums are on a mission to find the legendary sword of Cortez, which will grant them unimaginable power, but first, they have to survive the power of the sea. Da-na-na-na. Vicious Pirates and Ancient Curses, in a very good book, by Rob Kidd.
If you like pirates.
Yep.
But I like unicorns. Anyway, that's our book recommendation. And as I said before, I have to say this again. Okay, if you'd like to send us a book recommendation or anything else, you can contact us at bruhversusbro@outlook.com. And if you just, it's just things you want us to change the podcast, maybe. We'll see.
Suggestions or help.
I couldn't think of the word.
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to move on to the last segment in this show, the Tech Fact. Presented by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. And on that note, we're going to talk about one of the Howells.
A.D.
A.G.
A.G. for D.A.
He is running for the district attorney in the district of Wayne County. So go to Wayne County and vote. No. Okay. I'm just going to give him a shout out. And while we're on the shout-out topic, Dayton, let's get another shout-out.
We'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Vincent and Miss Loretta, a kindergarten teacher at Paul Creek Elementary, for listening to our podcast and sending in an email. Thank you.
And they're going to receive prizes, which could be you.
Yeah, you out there. I see you.
No, he doesn't. Don't listen to him.
No, never mind.
Okay, now time for the tech facts. Which, as I said, was presented by How and Krause Attorneys at Law. Gonna give them a double shout-out.
A.G. for D.O.
D.A.
D.A.
One of the first computer science PhDs was earned by a nun. Mary Kenneth Keller earned her place in computer science history. She helped develop BASIC as a grad student and received a PhD from the Computer Sciences Department at the University of Wisconsin in June of 1965. Which tied her for the first doctorate in computer science ever.
That's just so cool.
Yep.
It's just cool.
Dayton is, I don't know.
My mind has been blown.
There's nothing to say about that. It's just so cool. Okay, as we start to wrap this podcast, we'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. This week, our song was Rock This Funky Joint by Poor Righteous Teachers. We'd also like to give another shout out to our producer and director, BL Self.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog? And now to start to wrap up, I'd also like to give a shout out to you guys, our listeners. Keep listening and follow us, please.
Please.
Please. Okay, and like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Let's rock this joint, boys.
The style I step, the style that I use, went far so rather rapidly. PRT posse backing me, easy now, star. You know exactly who we are. For righteous teachers, try BPRT for short. Now don't want more. Or am I too much with a mentor? Proceed, teacher.